Kraken. Kraken in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
We've lost Arnold and Kimberly, and now we've lost Mr. Drummond. Back in the 80s, Conrad Bain played the very rich and very white Philip Drummond on Different Strokes, who adopted two poor black brothers named Arnold and Willis. And, of course, the hilarity ensued. Mr. Drummond, Conrad Bain, was 89.
Number four.
Jessica Simpson getting her own sitcom. It's going to be loosely based on her crazy life, and her dad, Joe Simpson, is executive producer. Well, the problem is Jessica's not really talking to Papa Joe right now. She's still mad that he left her mom, Tina. And then there's that whole gay rumor still dogging him. A source says, as it stands right now, just like when Jessica films her parts for Fashion Star, when Jessica's on set, Joe won't be there and vice versa.
Number three.
TMZ's reporting a bidding war for Britney Spears. Apparently, there are three different Vegas properties who want to host her show. There was a story out that she'd already signed a two-year, $200 million deal with Caesars, but TMZ says that's not a done deal yet.
Number two.
American Idol's back for season 12 with three brand new judges. And right out of the gate, the catfight was on between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. Now, when the first contestant told Mariah that All I Want for Christmas Is You is the best modern Christmas song, Mariah started gushing about herself. And that's when Nicki started calling her the B word over and over and over and over. Mariah shot back, if she called me something that begins with a B and ends with an itch, I rebuke it.
Number one.
Was he a catfish victim, or did he make the whole thing up for sympathy points? Deadspin.com says Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o made up this fake girlfriend who died from leukemia, hoping it would help him generate some publicity and snag him that Heisman. Manti finally released a statement saying this is incredibly embarrassing to talk about, but he did develop an emotional relationship with this woman he thought, a real woman, online, but he says he was a victim in all of this. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.